Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for the week ending October the 11th, 2013. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax markets. We begin with the Capesizes, and a sell-off in the paper market unsettled the market, and the instability saw owners willing to cut rates. A lack of sustained activity from Brazil left an imbalance, and more ships looked to fixing what business was available from West Australia. BHP Billiton was the most active of the big Australian shippers and secured tonnage for a 2025 October 170,000 ton 10% cargo from Port Hedland to Qingdao at $11.30. Brazil rates were around $29 for 110 November. In the Atlantic, rates slipped with a couple of 170,000 tonners fixed for transatlantic rounds at around $33,000 a day. Front haul rates also dropped, with NSSMC awarding a tender for a 170,000-ton 10% cargo from Port Cartier to Japan at $32.50 net, a rate that some said equated to $50,000 a day. Looking at the Panamaxes, and the Atlantic market was still holding steady with several ships fixed at healthy numbers. The market was positional, but even in the US Gulf there were decent numbers being paid for end October ships for transatlantic runs. North Atlantic rates were steadier, although there remained a shortage of cargoes for early positions from the US Gulf, but more business was available for the first half of November. Front haul rates were steady with a 76,000 tonner fixed from Orginish via St. Lawrence to the east at around $25,300 daily. In the east, a sell-off in Panamax paper as the week drew to a close curtailed interest for period tonnage. Charterers dropped their rates for single trips, and although rates have eased, most owners were prepared to sit tight, with the alternative of ballasting to the US Gulf still available. Period rates remained at reasonable levels, with a 76,000 tonner open North China fixing for 10 to 12 months at $13,750 daily. Thanks for listening.